Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Shmir Salashim class learning. This is our final Shmir Salashim class before Rosh Hashanah and before the Yom HaDin. So very apropos learning as we approach the Yom HaDin. It is Chaf Aleph, the 20th of Aleph. And also in the English calendar, it's September 11th. So cannot mention something about September 11th, even though, yes, it's on the secular calendar, but that has become an infamous day. It's hard to believe it was so long ago. On the one hand, it doesn't seem like it was so long ago. I'm sure everyone remembers where they were in 922, September 11th, 2001. I remember clearly that morning very, very well. On the one hand, it seems like it wasn't so long ago. On the other hand, it seems like it was a very long time ago. And Rahman al-Tzan, it's hard to say that the world has changed for the better since that traumatizing, terrible, horrific day when 3,000 people, upwards of 3,000 people lost their lives. Just past Hanukkah, my daughter and I went to the 9/11 Museum. Has anyone been in downtown Manhattan? It's kedai to go. It's worth it to go. So many names on the reflective pools, many, many Jewish names, a couple of names, you know, a name with her unborn child. So, Tei Zichron Baruch. I don't know. You have to daven for Shalom. Okay, let's start with the tefillah. Al hadibur ribono shel olam yiratzu mefanecha arachem v'chanan shetezekeni hayim v'chalyim l'shmar pi l'shonim v'lashon har v'chilus v'ezar medaber fil al yishachid v'kol shekein aklayis o achelik mehem v'kol shekein m'lisraim amidos avshal kash baruch hu v'ezar medaber divrei sheker chanufa mechlokas ka'as gaiva onas tvarim habanas panim leitzanes v'chal dibur asur v'zakeni shelo ledaber kim dabar al tzarich v'inyani gufi v'nafshi v'yukon ma'asai v'diburai l'shem shemayim Amen. As a schus for an Ali and a shaman, the Zecher Nishmas, Tzvi Gershon, Ben Yoav Bechana, Allah Basham, Shem Shava, continuous Ali and the merit of our learning. Also, with your permission, is schus for Shema for Brach Avigail, Bas Rachel Geta, Besach Sharchole Yisrael. So before we begin, I wanted to quote from Rav Biederman on Parshas Kiseitze, actually, which was in last week's parsha, not this past week, but the week before. But I saved it to share with you because the heading of this section is actually called Ashenar. Like that. If I find something that's relevant to our class, of course, I want to share it with all of you. So Ashenar. So Rav Biederman, let me just take this off. So Rav Elimelech Biederman teaches, now he's talking about that week's parasha, again, this is from Kiseitze, but we learned about this and we saw the Ramban inside about Miriam. It says, Zachar Sosher Sa Hashem Elkech Ala Miriam, Badarach Vetzeis Chametzrayim. Remember what Hashem your God did to Miriam on the day coming out of Egypt. So he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam. We looked at the Ramban inside. Who quotes the Rambam? And the Rambam explains, think about what happened to the prophetess Miriam when she spoke Ashenar and Moshe, her older brother. So what's the mitzvah, Zachar? You should think about what happened to her. She was older than Moshe. She raised him. She risked her life to save him from the Nile. She didn't say anything derogatory about him, really. She was talking about the fact that he split with his wife and compared him to other prophets. And Moshe wasn't angry with her because where is the juxtaposition of Vayish Moshe Anam Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama? Right after we are told that they speak Lashon Hara. That's the commentary of the Torah. So what's the Torah saying? There's no brigus here. There's no fight here. There's no machlokas here. Nevertheless, says the Rambam, this is in Tumas Tzara'as, Hilchus Tumas Tzara'as. She was immediately smitten with Tzara'as. Kavachoma writes the Rambam, to the foolish fools who speak a lot. According to the Ramban, remembering this incident is one of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. It habituates us to be cautious from Lashon Hara. Yeah, if you remember it every day, then it habituates you to be cautious from speaking Lashon Hara. The key is to fulfill the command of Zachar, part of the mitzvah. Now, this is interesting. This is something we've not spoken about that never occurred to me before. Why does it say, why can't it just say Zachar es asher asa Hashem elokech ala Miriam? What's the relevance of Bedarach, good morning, but say Yisrael Mitzrayim? Why is that important? It's interesting kasha, no? Never thought of it. Why don't you should just remember that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara and she got to us. What does Bedarach Betzeis Chamim Mitzrayim have to do with anything? By Amalek, which occurs right after the next parak, 25:17. So it also says on the way of Egypt, but we were weak, we were tired, all the nations were afraid of us. Amalek sort of jumped into the boiling hot bathtub and cooled us off for everyone else's rashi. But what does Miriam's Saras have to do with? But Derech would say it's Chavim Mitzrayim. Like, whenever you speak, why do we have to know that that's important? So part of the mitzvah is to remember that she was Bederech, says Rav Biederman, while the Jewish nation was traveling. What does this teach us? Her punishment did not occur when they were encamped, but when they traveled. Why is this important to know it was Bederech? So he quotes the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim in Shahar Teshuvah, Shahar Tevuna, I'm sorry. The Chavetz Chaim in Shahar Tevuna gate of understanding or wisdom, answers that this is to teach us that punishment for Lashon Hara comes immediately. It wasn't like she spoke now, and then after there was a punishment sometime later. She spoke, v'derech b'tzeis ha'm Mitzrayim, and she was punished, v'derech b'tzeis ha'm Mitzrayim. The Chofetz Chaim writes, the punishment occurred v'derech when they were traveling. Despite her many merits, says the Chofetz Chaim, her punishment was not postponed till they reached an encampment. Now, had they reached an encampment, her punishment would not have been so well renowned. People would not have known, a bit more private. Had it been an encampment, not everyone would have known why she would have been sent out, and everybody was waiting anyway, because they were camping, Makom Chaniyasam. But the fact is that they were on the Bederech. What did everyone have to do? Stop and wait for her. The Chofetz Chaim explains, I'm calling Rabbi Mikot to Chofetz Chaim. Miriam Saras was an embarrassment for her. He bases that on the Pesukim from Perek Yud Beis when the incident occurs. It was an embarrassment for her because the nation stopped traveling in her honor until she healed. This means everyone heard she had Saras. Everyone knew she spoke Lashon Hara. And this is terribly embarrassing. If she would have been stricken while they were encamped, only a few people would have known about it. There wouldn't have been a whole public announcement. We have to wait 7 days. Because Miriam has Saras outside of the camp. We're told to remember Miriam's punishment came Badarach while traveling, but says Chaim Mitzrayim, to perceive, teaches the Chofetz Chaim, how severe the sin of Lashon Hara is. The punishment comes immediately, without even taking into consideration her embarrassment. So this is something that the problem is, it's very nice that we don't get Saras anymore, but the chisaron is we don't feel that the punishment comes when. Immediately, even if we perceive that there's a punishment, we don't feel, you know, the expression, well, is if I do this, is lightning going to strike me? We don't feel that. We'll share the following mashal. But the point is that it does come immediately, whether it's an affliction of our own soul or whether it is a stain on somebody else's soul. We have to understand that key part of Zachar, the remembrance of what happened to Miriam, is Badarach, B'tzeis Chaim Mitzrayim. As the Chofetz Chaim explains, everyone should know what happened on the way, i.e. the punishment does not wait. Then Rabbi brings up mashal. Father and son were traveling by train. The sun was hot. He opened the window. This is an interesting mashal. The father became cold. He shut the window. The sun was hot. He opened the window. The father closed it. This went on and on through the trip. The father's closing the window. The son's opening the window. Interesting story. The father said, when we get home, I will punish you. But the father did not punish the child while traveling because of the rules of chinuch. Don't punish your child in front of others. So wouldn't we apply that mashal to the situation in Miriam? No. Because of the severity of Lashon Hara, the punishment came immediately, even while they were traveling. The Chofetz Chaim says that Miriam didn't this is very interesting. So that's Bederach. Yeah, you with me? Why B'tzeis Chaim Mitzrayim? Something else. The Chofetz Chaim replies, this is to remind us, this is interesting. Miriam didn't have who to learn from. They had recently left Mitzrayim. If you recall the Medrash, one of the things that people didn't do in Egypt was what? Speak slander about each other. There's two different midrashim. They didn't change their address. They didn't change their tongue. None of them were involved in arayos. Except for Shlomo Mispas Dibri. None of them were involved in arayos. They didn't change their clothing. They didn't change their tongue. And one of the midrashim says that they didn't speak slander against each other. So this is interesting. The Chofetz Chaim says, Baderech B'tzeis Chaim Mitzrayim. Baderech we learned about. What about B'tzeis Chaim Mitzrayim? She had no one to learn from. The punishment of the Miraglim came after who? After Miriam. Miriam's sin is in Andabalovscha, Perik Yud Beis, and the Miraglim's in the beginning of Shlach Perik Yud Gimel. She had no way of knowing. It's so interesting. I would never say it's how severe the sin of Lashon Hara is. That's Bedarach B'tzeischem in Mitzrayim. One might claim her punishment should be more lenient because she didn't have who to learn from. How should she know? Quote, the severity of the Lashon Hara. Nevertheless, even though it was B'tzeischem in Mitzrayim, she received her punishment immediately. The Chofetz Chaim, quote, concludes, everyone should learn Akal V'chomer from her. How much more so? As we are nothing more than grass growing on the wall in comparison to Miriam the prophetess, we are aware of the severity of the punishment that comes to those who speak Lashon Hara, and from the Miraglim, if we will speak Lashon Hara. Someone who remember this will be careful from sin. So what is Baderach? She was punished on the way. There was no consideration for the fact that she would be embarrassed because of the severity. B'tzeis Chaim Mitzrayim, even though she had no one to learn from, and there was no Mesorah. So really, you're like, it was a mistake that she didn't have a Mesorah from her parents about Lashon Hara and the consequences. Nevertheless, as the Chofetz Chaim, she was still punished. Then, Rabbi Nachman brings one more nakuda. Why the Torah emphasizes Miriam was punished after they left Mitzrayim. This is also interesting. It's to show the punishment occurred at a time of immense joy. It's a joyous time. What do we celebrate every year, the Pesach Seder? Tremendous joy that we left Mitzrayim. We're coming up to Sukkos. With Sukkos, Oshavti es b'nei Yisrael, b'utzeisi es ha'am, mi'mitzrayim. And what is Sukkos? Zman. Simchaseinu. It's a time of tremendous joy when we left Egypt. The punishment to Miriam occurred at a time of immense joy, and generally writes to Biderim. When someone is very happy, he overlooks the wrongdoing of others. It's true. You have to know, you know, if you need to ask your boss a question, you have to get them in the right mood. What does that mean? When they're happy, they're more likely to give in. And when things aren't going well in the office, don't ask them that day for what you need. When they left Mitzrayim, it was a time of immense joy. But nevertheless, Hashem still did not overlook the sin of Lashon Hara. So it is truly an all-encompassing sin. It doesn't matter that it was Vadarach. It doesn't matter that she had no one to learn from. It doesn't matter that it was a time of joy. There are no passes. You know, in baseball, it's three strikes and you're out. That's here, it seems to be one strike. Right. So, very sobering to keep in mind. Someone said to me? Okay. One more nakuda, and then we're going to go into the sefer that I heard. I was listening to a shir from last year, actually, before Rosh Hashanah, given by Rav Shachter from Adi Agus of Amir. So, I re-listened to it. So he says one nakuda that I wanted to share with you. We have a principle in halacha, ein kategor na'asa senegor. What does it mean? You've heard it before. Ein kategor na'asa senegor. Why don't we wear gold on Yom Kippur? Why is the Kohen Gadol not go into the Kodesh Kodashim with the golden garments? He only goes in with the big kelavan, not the big gadim that contains zahav. You think he should go in with his alizei garments? Ein kategor na'asa senegor. The prosecutor does not become the defense. Gold was reminiscent of Ega HaZahav, and that's, you don't want to use the same thing that prosecutes against us as our defense attorney. Yeah, you with me? So take it out, right? It's prosecuting. Gold prosecutes against us. So what do you want to say? This is my defense? The same thing that your prosecutor is your defense? So some people have a custom on Yom Kippur. What do they wear? Besides the fact that men wear a kittel, women have a custom to wear white. So interesting. I don't remember who Rav Shachter quoted, but I'm saying Shema Amar. He quoted somebody, I don't remember who, but a very interesting ha'ara related to Rosh Hashanah, related to power of speech, which is why I'm bringing a davka in this class. You don't want the prosecutor to become your defense attorney, relates to the power of your mouth. The same mouth that sins, ka'as, leitzanus, gaiva, machlokas, chanifa, lashon hara, rechilus, the same mouth that's your prosecutor is going to be your defense, then you're going to open up the seder. Then you're going to say, "Avinu Malkeinu Chatam Fanecha, Eilanu Melech Ala Atas, Eilanu Man Shemecha." What are you doing? The same mouth that yesterday screamed is today going to say, "Hamelach." Really? So he said it's a principle. Ein kategor nasa senegor. It's a halachic principle that the same tool that prosecutes against you cannot be the tool that defends against you. He said, that's related to the power of speech. And we have to make sure that we don't put this, it's so powerful, that we don't utilize our mouth against ourselves. You want it to be your defense. You want to go to your Bon Shalom. You want to open up your machzor and say all those words. And it should be a tova for you. It should be a schus for you. It should be a ksiv v'chasim tova for all of us. So the same mouth that's davening to Hashem and that's clapping achel and that's vidu is oral confession. It's one of the halachic stages of teshuva. Halachic stages of teshuva of the Rambam are not just good etzos, harata, zivasachet, vidu, kabbalah, ala asi. Those are not just nice etzos. There are halachic stages of teshuva. And one of the halachic stages of teshuva is vidu. So you're using a mouth to defend yourself. So you're using a mouth to prosecute against yourself, but that doesn't make any sense. Ein kategor na'asa senegor. So it's something very sobering to keep in mind. Your palms, that Saul famously says, we quoted it a long time ago, but it's worthwhile to mention again, and that is that there's a dangerous hour on Rosh Hashanah. What's the dangerous hour? Does anyone remember? When you leave Shul. It's a dangerous hour. The Baal Tokeya, didn't he practice this year? The Baal Tfil was krachtzing. Some are going to say it took so fast. Some are going to say it took so slow. Some are going to say, I can't handle it. I didn't like the rabbi's speech. So Rav Pam says that's a dangerous hour when you leave Shul Rosh Hashanah. When you think about a lamaisa, talking about practical, halacha lamaisa, it's very practical to take his advice and try and keep in mind Rosh Hashanah's days away. It's the 20th of Elul. We're rapidly approaching Aleph Tishrei, so it's something very important to keep in mind. Ein katego nasa senegar, and be aware on that dangerous hour. You know, then you're going to go do tashlich after you slander the Baal Tokei and the Baal Tefillah and the Chazan and the Rav and the lady behind you whose kid was crying. You're going to talk lashon hara. Why didn't you bring her to shul? Why didn't you leave her at home? Doesn't everyone know I couldn't daven a shama and that kid to be there? My brother once told me, you know, you prepare so hard. This is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. You're going to have all those kavanas. The tefillah is going to be perfect. And then there's someone talking next to you. There's someone crying next to you. And then you're all aggravated. And all you could think of during the davening, instead of all the kavanas you had, is the person next to you is bothering you. But Hashem put that person there for some reason. So then you're going to talk. But then you're going to go do tashlich. Something very important to me. I'm talking to myself. Okay. Whew. Heavy stuff. Page 64. Any questions or comments on any of the ha'aros that we just shared? No? Okay, 1 second, please, ladies. Thank you for the water. Because I'll say, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Hey, I'm in base. So, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. So I heard a great word, also a different share, told the Rav Shachter. Also, I don't remember who he quoted. There's a principle when it comes to water. When it comes to all food, you make a bracha on it because it gives you sustenance and nourishment. When it comes to water, you make a bracha on it only if you want it. So if you're taking medicine and you take a little bit of water, only take the medicine, you don't make a bracha. Did we say this here? Did I say this? Ein mayim ela Torah, how does that correspond on the spiritual plane? You only make a bracha when you want the water. So the question is, why is Torah compared to water? It should be compared to grape juice. It should be compared to fine red wine, a Cabernet Sauvignon. It should be compared to good steak water. Didn't we say you don't make a bracha unless you want the water? So when you make the bracha in the morning, la'asot b'zivaysora, la'asot b'zivaysora, you should have in mind that you want the water. You're making a bracha because you want it. Not only that you want the water, but what do you want? The Torah. Eimayim el Torah. You make a bracha because you want it. Okay, let's go. Page 64. Any questions or comments? Okay. V'hine ha'adam. Behold, man. She'enu ma'bid al diburo. We just spoke about the dangerous hour. He does not pay attention to his speech. She'e kedasa Torah. That it should be according with the das of Torah. So you have people who are careful and you have people who are not careful. By the way, even the people who are careful, it's hard to get it right. I'm going to say most of the time for myself. Even the people who are careful and who want it. You want the water. You want to do the right thing. It's still so hard. It's very hard. Who knowit ba'atzma kimisharis shota, but one who does not pay any attention, okay? And who's not making sure to go according to the das of the Torah, he is behaving like a fool, shota is a fool. Kimisharis is like a steward or a servant. Foolish servant. Shota, his shtus. Shtus is from like, what are you talking about foolish things for? Vuhu. So what's the mashal? Now the Chavetz Chaim is going to give you a mashal. Ki ba'achsanya gedoli, you have this nice big hotel, you have a place of lodging. There are a number of different rooms. This is true in a hotel. You know, you have the penthouse suite, and then you have the lower floors, and then you have the, at least you got a balcony, and then you have the inner floors, so you don't really see any good view, but at least you're in the achsanya. So you have an achsanya gedola, and there are a number of rooms. Chitzonim, there are the outer rooms. Emtsaim, there are the middle rooms. Pnimim, there are the inner rooms. What I say for Emtsaim? Middle? I'm supposed to say middle. Upnimim, and you have the inner rooms. Vehem muchanim lahachnis bahem archim kol achad lefi madrigaso. So again, everyone according to his level gets to be in a different room. You don't get the top most beautiful room if you only have $100 a night. You have to have $5,000 a night according to your level. Umitzavel mishari. So the owner of the achsanya commands the steward. Shaliploni ha'ashir. So this rich gavir, when he comes to my hotel, shamis achsein bacheder hapnimi. He should have achsanya. He should have lodging in the most beautiful room, the inner room. That's the room that they reserve for the chashuv guest. Yizahar ma'ol. You have to be very careful, Mr. Steward. Lahashkiach alav, to pay attention to him, to be mashkiach, to supervise him. What does he need? Shalo yachsar lo mu'uma. He should not lack for anything. I was thinking to myself, it's like business, there's first class, I'm not making a joke, business class. Now they have economy plus, and then they call economy, I call it sardine class. Okay, so there's all those different, it's true. That's all those different classes. Yizahar me'od lashkiachal. So the guy in first class is not getting the same treatment as who? The guy in sardine class, shalom yach, shalom mu'uma. The man in first class isn't going to miss anything. I wrote in my notes, it's like the Titanic. I'm not making a joke. If you know anything about the Titanic, it was very, very fancy. Then it was for the pasha people. And then who was in the bottom? The poor people. Whether it comes to preparing his food and anything he requests. I still remember my husband, not recently, Baruch Hashem, but a number of years ago, he was involved in a business. He was required to go to China. So don't worry, it was through points. We didn't pay $16,000 to get him to China, which is a first class ticket. He was able to go through points, first class. So I remember he said, he once asked them, when is dinner or something? So they said to Mr. Horowitz, as a quote, this is first class. Dinner is whenever you tell us you want your dinner. No, there's a big difference. Okay, so that's the mashal. Ubechader I'm tsa'i, and in the middle room, shamis achsin, sham ploni and ploni. So the first guy is who? Ploni ha'ashir. Who's this guy? Ploni and ploni. He's John Doe. Gam came to Aruch Lashkiach. He still had to pay attention to him. Achlo b'chol kach zehivus. Don't be overly zahir with him, but still pay attention. Ubechader hachitzon, in the outer room. Shehu rak l'anashim hapshutim halanim shem. Just for the simple folk who sleep there. V'gam ein lokech memschar lina. Look at this. They're not paying like the first rich guy is paying. Tia rak hashkacha mu'atas. You only have to have basic supervision. Make sure the door is locked at night. Make sure, I don't know, maybe you give him a fresh towel. Maybe not. Very basic. But this guy is a fool. He's not a smart man. What does he do? He does the opposite. He gives the highest level of shkacha to the chitzonius. You're starting to see the mimshal. That's why you're smiling. I'm going to say that statement again. The man's a fool. He gives the highest level of shkacha to the chitzonius. Are we talking about the towel? Not really. And he gives the least amount of shkacha to the pnimius. And this is a very important paragraph for us, by the way, as we approach Yavim Tovim. Now we have a mitzvah to be, Rashi tells us on Chumash, to be mechabed Shabbos, and certainly the Yavim Tovim with levush, with clothing, with ma'achal u'mishta. We have an inyan, the Akeres Abayis, to make a beautiful home. I was baking my challah yesterday. My daughter said, I want crumbs on the challah. It was a very hectic day, so I said, this batch isn't getting crumbs. Next batch, Blinator will go come. She was very cute. She says, because it should be sweet crumbs for Sweet New Year. She was trying to do anything to get crumbs on the challah, but I just needed to get that batch enough. And I said, I'm baking again before Yantav. Next batch will have crime. So it's a very important mitzvah, of course, to be mechabed the home. But while we're focusing on the chitzonius, which as Jewish women we need to look like a mensch, the children need to look presentable, should decorate your sukkah, hidur mitzvah, it's all important. But don't think that's the most important thing that's going on here, the chitzonius. And it's such a chitzonius, the Yamim Tovim can become a time of only chitzonius if we lose our focus. It can become. And that's dangerous also. Shakol ha-hachanos also l'cheder ha-chitzon. All the preparations are done for the outside, v'l'cheder ha-amtzai, and for maybe the middle level, v'l'cheder ha-pnimi kimat lo heichin me'uma. And for the pnimius, you almost prepared nothing. So if we spend all these final days, I have to go to Seasons. I hope I'm going to get there later today. But Ezra Sashem, and my kids just said on Shabbos, and we're going to make brisket, and this one wants crumbs and challah, and it should be beautiful. It's supposed to be beautiful. It's hidden mitzvah. You have to have the right kavanas, and to instill that in our children also. It's kavod Shabbos Kodesh, it's l'kavod mitzvah, it's l'kavod yom tov, but also to work on our individual pnimius. Otherwise, we're missing the whole point. So yesterday in the shiur, Shechter said a great line, and the woman laughed, and he said, I know it's funny, but it's not a joke. People are careful not to eat egos. What do they don't eat during this time? Nuts, because the gematria of egos is chet. So Rav Shechter said, his father, Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva, all he says, don't forget, the gematria of chet is also chet. Mm-hmm. So the woman laughed. So Rav Shechter said, it's not a joke. It's a very serious comment. I went so machbid not to eat egos, because it's chet. But what does Rav Shechter say? The gematria of chet is also chet. So you'd be better off concentrating on chet. I'm not giving a halachic psak. It's not a halach, I don't believe. I think it's a minhag. But keep in mind that shkafic perspective. So if I'm so worried about a ghost, what am I? I'm not worried about the chet. I mean, all backwards. This guy's a fool. He's a shota. Egos is chitzonius. Chet is pnimius. Why about my neshama? So I'm going to say, God, I didn't eat nuts. Very nice. While you spoke, Lashon Hara, about the Baal Tefillah, you're making sure that there's no nuts in your salad. I don't think things a little backwards. Man's a shota. Does everything the opposite. It's a problem. V'lecheder ha'pnimi kimat lo heichin me'uma. They didn't do anything about the inside. The roast is delicious. The challah has crumbs. The children all have new clothing. Your sheitel is washed. The house is gorgeous. Did you prepare your neshama? Vayitzak all of Baal Bayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to scream at us. The hotel owner, proprietor, what's he called? The owner of the hotel screams at him. Hai sachal, it's translated as, I didn't know what that word means. It's translated by, in English, as you imbecile. Excuse me, but you idiot. You're a fool. Hello, ikar ha'achsanya binuya al oson ha'mis'ach snim. Hamisach sinim sham b'chadarim hapnimim. Don't you know my entire business is built upon those lodgers in the inner room, the one who could pay for the most beautiful, the one who could pay $5,000 a night, the guy who sleeps in the front room, who's practically a beggar, who's paying me $25 a night. You think that's how I pay my rent? That's how I pay my mortgage? That's how I pay the laundry? That's how I run the show? The whole thing is the pnimius. The cholcha you see hey mehem. The entire chius, the entire life is based on the inner, what's going on inside, and the one's neshama. So the Chavetz Chaim says, it's exactly so in our matters. And I think after we have gone through this mashal, we have already explained the nimshal very clearly. Nefesh ha-medaberes sheba'adam mishkan. It's going to be Be'ezras Hashem online. If you can't find the link, ask me and I'll send it to you, okay? So too it is mamish with our matters. Mamish, I don't know how you translate. Exactly so in our matters. Nefesh ha-medaberesh ba-adam mishkana ba-moach. The nefesh, the soul, that speaks in man, dwells in the brain. I just want to say one thing before we go into the Chavetz Chaim that I wanted to comment. You have to know that our neshama is not connected to any of this gashmias. Only if we make it for Dvar Hashem, we use the gashmias. Like, Esrog and Lulav is a Dvar gashmias. It's a Dvar gashmias. What do I mean? It's physical base matter. You channel it as part of the Arba Minim for mitzvah, so then Dvar gashmi becomes Dvar ruchni. But it's really, it's physical matter of this world. Without something being an inyan of Torah and mitzvahs, you don't have connection to it. So it's just an interesting hashkafic aspect. You know, it doesn't feel weird to be in a new house, which is very strange because we lived in our previous house for 13 years. So you would think it would feel a little strange not to be in a house where I lived for 13 years. But like from day one or two, we said to each other, it feels weird that it doesn't feel weird. How could it not feel weird to be in a new house? So I told my brother, with his astute perspective and his Torah outlook, said to me, that's because your neshama is not attached to really Gashmias. It doesn't feel weird to be in the house because you're telling me you left Gashmias, you went to another house. But he said, your neshama is not attached, very profound line, your neshama is not attached to Gashmias.
No, he was saying, your
neshama.
Right. Your neshama. Other people might, but your neshama.
No, he wasn't saying it to me specifically. He was saying it in general, a person's neshama is not attached to Gashmias. Hmm. Really, your neshama is not. What? What did they say?
They were laughing.
But it's true. A person's neshama is not really, it's not our neshama that's attached to Gashmias.
Hopefully.
What did he say, Lisa?
Hopefully.
No. A person's neshama is not attached to gashras. That's a fact. The neshama is a chelik alo kamimah. It's based on pasuk from Iyav. The neshama is a part of the ribono shel olam, so to speak. It's not attached to gashmias. It's a totally different world. It lives in a different planet. It's housed in a gashmias body to be able to serve the ribono shel olam. But what attaches us to gashmias, if we become attached to gashmias, it's really matters of our, I would say, our yitzhara. The neshama is attached only to ruchnius and Torah and mitzvahs. That's what the neshama wants. Why, if somebody doesn't want to give tzedakah, is the halacha kofin oso ad she'omer rotza ani? You kofin oso, you force them, you compel them, you could even beat them till the man says rotza ani. What do you mean rotza ani? He doesn't want to give. So now he wants to give. So what do you mean kofin oso ad she'omer rotza ani? Because how could it be that once he says rotza ani, you accept it from him? He really doesn't want to give. He does really want to give because the neshama always wants to give. Soloveitchik speaks about a certain rich gavir in his community. I think it was in Boston. He never wanted to give tzedakah, so they worked on him. He finally gave tzedakah. The man was so happy, he made a kiddush. But why? Because he really always wanted to. Because really, every single person's neshama does not have an attachment to Gashmus in this world. But we become confused. All of us. I become confused. We become confused. Hashem reminds us, you know, first we had Houston, then Florida, someone said to me, I was like, no one's talking about politics anymore. All everyone's talking about is the weather. My daughter said to me, I didn't even know this. Half the country's underwater and half the country's on fire, those places that are fire. So she said to me, she's only 14, but she said, could you imagine, some places have too much water, so they're flooded. Some places have no water, so they're on fire. So you have to take a Mr. Haskell from what's going on here. What's going on? We have so much. We become attached to our things. We're so technologically advanced. We're so medically advanced. We're so scientifically advanced. We can put man on the moon. We think we're the most advanced that mankind has ever been. So Hashem shows us, you're so attached to all these things. You think you have so much. A little bit too much rain. A little bit too much wind. Not enough rain. In an instant, what does Hashem do? He shows us what really we have and what really we are.
I did hear somebody blame Trump for it. I did hear somebody blame Trump for it.
They will blame Trump for it? So if people were honest with themselves, they would do a cheshbon nefesh. It's a far cry from society, but I'm just pointing out, really what we need to do is, it's funny, but ein adam rochol Ein Adam Roachov Atzmo, says the Gemara. Man does not see himself as chayiv. He likes to blame everybody else. But he doesn't want to see that he's the one who has a problem. So you're right, we want to blame other people. But really, Kosh Baruch is telling us, you're so great, you have so much, calm down. Okay. You already did some, like halacha l'maisa, specifically keeping in mind. Egos is chet, says Rav Hershel Shechter b'cheis. Also chet, we also quoted Rav Palm. These are all very practical things for right now. These are very practical etos and halachas as we are entering the time period of the Amim Naram. Don't forget what Rav Palm said. Okay, so I'm reviewing three things. I know you want to do this, but Rav Palm says, don't forget the dangerous hour. Rav Hershel Shechter says, Chait is also chait in Gematria. And we also quote Rav Shai Shechter, who says, Ein kategor na sesanegor. You know, you're going to use the same thing that prosecutes against you to defend you. You're all confused. Okay. So what do you want to do? You want me to go here or here?
No.
Okay, so let's go. Let's continue on the top 66. Let's just finish with this achsanya. Okay? So line 3. The nefesh that speaks in man rests in the brain. V'tachasen under this. So we're going from the chitzonis to the pnimis, pnimis to chitzonis. Tachasen hakravayim, the inner sheba adam. Shkunshamu inyanei machal. So under the brain you have the insides of man that is responsible for the for eating. You have your esophagus, you have your throat, however exactly the digestive system works. Under that you have the feet, so you move from the top to the bottom. The most inside part of man, that is the ikra of man, is the nefesh hamidaber. So we've quoted many times, but not for a while. Targum Unkel says, "Nefesh chaya ruach memamala." A speaking spirit. Shabishvila ha'adam bala om. In order for that koach adibur, look what the Chavetz Chaim says. Shabishvila ha'adam bala olam. Shabayuchal ha'adam lahal ala Hashem yisparach v'lamator. For the whole purpose of that mouth, that's what he says here. You came to this world. It's an unbelievable statement. Through this power of dibur, you can praise Hashem. You can learn Torah. You know, it's so interesting. I spoke Thursday night at the Levi Yitzchak Library to Kaninar, their beautiful turnout, Tag High School girls. It's so nice to see when our youth come to learn because they want to learn, not because they're getting any test marks or anything. But L'shem Shemai, it was beautiful. But one thing we pointed out is that Vidui is oral confession. It's one of the stages of Teshuvah. We have to orally confess. HaKadosh Baruch Hu models how we shall behave. And the Chavetz Chaim just made a statement that for the purpose of the Nefesh HaMedaberes, we came to this earth. We came here to serve Hashem. How did Hashem create the world? Pasuk Gimel of the Torah. The first action of God is that, what did He create first?
Or.
But how did He create Or? What's the Pasuk?
Or.
Through speech. Vayomer Elohim. Vayar lokim Yisrael, ki tov. So what's the first thing Hashem did before Vayar? First he spoke. Hashem could have created the world however he wanted. In a mere nanosecond of a second, less than we can comprehend, he could have created the whole thing. Each day was done through the power of speech. Because doesn't that remind us of what the Chafetz Chaim says way back in the beginning of the Sefer? Klal ha-dvarim v'dibirav sha'adam yachal livroa olamos ula ha-chariva. And maybe that's the final message we should leave 577 with Tavshin Ayin Zayin in this class. All of our learning all boils down to the bottom line. Rav Salvechik said, you want to know Lashon Hara? Is anything you enjoy speaking about somebody else? Quote, Klal ha-dvarim sha'ze Chafetz Chaim. We're coming up to the Yom Hadin when the world is recreated. Rav Shimshon Pinka says, the new year is not a continuation of the old year. Tavshin Ayin Ches is not a continuation. He says, it's a new year, a new world, a new reality, a new Bereishis. He says, your friend who you saw is not the person you saw yesterday. It's a new person. Everything is new. Hashem is going to recreate. And how does he create? Through the power of speech. And what do we have to do? We have to emulate the Rabban Shalom. Our whole purpose, Shebishvila ha'adam ba la'olam, Shebayucha ha'adam lahala la'Hashem, v'lomot Torah. Of course, the flip side is we can praise Hashem and we can learn Torah. On the other side is we can be utterly destructive and dangerous. Kal ha'dvarim b'dibarav sha'adam yacha livroa olamos. You can create worlds just like Hashem. Ula ha'charivan. And you can destroy them. Let's just finish up. Man was born to toil. And Chazal say in Masechta Sanhedrin, Duhu la'amal peh. He was born to toil with his mouth. Shehu Torah. All the limbs that are mechazik, the koach of the guf, the strength of the body, hurak b'shvil. This is very powerful, very, very powerful in yanim. Everything was created to hold up the peh. Uba avonosenu harabim, anu osin hakol behefcho. Because of our great sins, we are like the shota. We are like the foolish steward. We do everything backwards. Shakol ra'ayonos hanefesh v'diburav hu odos klei hamachal. Look at this, look at this, look at this, talking about the Yamim Tovim. All the ideas of the nefesh and the speech, we worry about news about what we're going to eat, the odos malbushav, what we're going to wear. Look at this. What is it? Yom Tov can become. I'm not saying it shouldn't, I'm not saying it necessarily does, but sometimes we risk the danger that we're only worried about ma'achal and ma'bush. We're worried about odos ma'bush of lahal b'shosaguf, to dress our body mekafrago, from our shoes, v'ad rosho, to the sheitel, to the headbands, v'ma'bushim na'im, we want pleasant clothing, umina alim na'im. Look at the foresight of the Chavetz Chaim, ladies. You would think he lives when? Today. We want nice shoes, lader bediros na'os, we want to live in nice homes. Kal hadavar hanefeshi mishameshes lechol evrei haguf hefach hamechuvan. The sum of the matter is that the nefesh becomes the servant or the steward for the body parts, and that is the opposite of what it should be. It should be that the body parts serve from the neshama and the soul, and not the opposite way. Beautiful, unbelievable. Shatzar ha'adam lahabe be'ikar. Hold on, a man has to pay attention to the ikra of what's going on here. Imhi ovedes b'dibura kahogan, if she serves in an appropriate fashion with her speech. Dahainu sheyehei rov diburo odos avodas Hashem. We have to ask ourselves, time for cheshbon nefesh and now. Im eina ni limili k'shini la'atzmi ma, im eina ni limili ben adam la'atzma, k'shini la'atzmi ma, ani ben adam l'chaver, v'im lo achshav, ei masai ben adam l'maka. It's now. I have to ask myself, is the majority of my speech about Avodas Hashem? Is the majority of my speech about Kiyum HaMitzvos? Is my speech focused around the Torah? Or is it focused only on, he mamash says, the shoes I'm going to wear and the clothing and the food. It's unbelievable. Astute statement. I mean, what was it like in Radin 130 years ago? I don't know, but he's talking about us. Unbelievable. Ukamosha Amar, Ukamosha Amar, where am I? I just lost my place. Here we go. David Melech Alav Hashem, Ma Ahavti Sorosecha, Kol Hayam Hisichasi. How much I love Torah all day. It is my Sicha. Sicha means delight. Sicha means conversation. Sicha also means tefillah, by the way. Ve'etze Yitzchak Lasuach Bazad, the Lifnos Arab. Rashi says there, the end of Perch of Dab Rishis, Lashon Tefillah. Yitzchak went to David Mincha, says the Gemara. Va'osa Behefech, when it does the opposite, Mekuyam Alav Masha Amar Kohalas. The one who does the opposite. And he focuses on the chitzonius instead of on the pnimius. And he focuses on the externality instead of the internality. And he focuses on all the gashmius instead of the ruchnius. All of us, our neshama of no person, no Jew for sure, is attached to gashmius. It's not possible. It's a total stira. The neshama can't relate to gashmius. It's literally impossible. The chitzonius is what wants gashmius, but it's not spiritually possible for the neshama to connect to gashmius. The neshama is totally not a gashmius being. It can't connect to gashmius. It's a whole different realm. Ra'isi avadim asusim, so Kohala says, oh, we recall sukkahs. Ra'isi avadim asusim. I have seen servants on horses, visarim and princes, halchim ka'avadim al ha'aretz. I have seen the servant riding on the horse, and the master riding like servants on the ground, walking like servants on the ground. So we have to make sure that we do not have things upside down and backwards in our Avodas Hashem. So Avodas Hashem, we should be zocha to Bedarach Shadam Rotze Lelech Ba'amodichin Osa. We should be zocha to be self-aware. The first stage in our Avodas Hashem is self-awareness. We should be zocha to be self-aware of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of us and how we are behaving. Should be zocha that to pass the dangerous hour, should remember that chayit, the gematria is also chayit, should not make the prosecutor and the defense attorney the same. We're starting a new year. It's mamish a new you. The Rambam says someone who is chozer b'tshuva gets a new name. That's what the Maimani says. The Rambam says you have a new name, hilchos tshuva. So you have a new opportunity. But Pinchas says it's a new world. Everything that happened this year with true teshuvah, you recreate who you are. Kosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, will forgive us. We have the power. We get a new mouth, a new world, a new body, a new chitzonius, a new pnimius. We should be zocha to focus on true avodas Hashem. And we should be zocha everybody to a kesiva, the chasima tova, ba'ezra Hashem for all of Klal Yisrael, v'chol makom Hashem. Amen, amen. Does anyone have questions or comments? Have a wonderful Yom Tov, ladies.